It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Sabrina, will you please open the prayer line with prayer?
Father, we just thank you this evening that we have another opportunity to come before your presence with thanksgiving and with your courts with praise. Lord, we just come with a humble heart asking you, God, to forgive us for anything that is not like you in our lives, Lord. Lord, I thank you today that, God, as we fellowship, that we work our salvation out with fear and trembling, and God, we have a reverence for your presence as you prepared this consecrated word over Pastor Smith to give out to your people, Lord, because, Lord, you said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man let me in, that you will come in and sup with him. So this word that she's consecrated, God, to knock at the hearts of your people, Lord, that we will be not only listeners but doers, and that we'll receive what the word of the Lord is saying. Lord, I thank you that as we fellowship, you said one put 1,000 to flight, two put 10,000 to flight. Those are demonic forces and the demonic strongholds that have to come down because of the word of God. So I thank you for the anointing of the Spirit of God to be all upon Pastor Smith from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, and that deliverance and manifestation of your word will come forth as we yield to the Spirit of God that shows us and guides us and comforts us as we walk through this journey of life. We are created to be victorious in this walk. So I pray tonight that we receive this word so that, God, we will continually to walk from victory to victory and not from defeat to defeat. We thank you, God, that you've protected our time of prayer. We bind and rebuke the adversary, the devil, Satan, the serpent, to loose his hold right now. And we thank you, God, that our time of fellowship will be at ease and with smooth hearing, Lord, that we may please you and be acceptable to you this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is the number we're on this evening. That's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also have our Wednesday night number. That's 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Every second and fourth Sunday, you can listen live at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer's second extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at Bethany Church. The address is 3291 Giannini Road, that's Atwater, California, 95301. Our next date for service are as follows. This upcoming Sunday, March 24th. For April, we have a special date that will be April 14th. And then instead of the fourth Sunday, it will be the third Sunday, which is the 21st Resurrection Sunday. Again, that's March 24th, April 14th, and April 21st. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you tonight. We need your Holy Spirit tonight. We need the fire of God, that consuming fire. Father, we thank you for the fire of God to consume anything that's not of faith tonight, because your people need deliverance and healing from the harassment of Satan, the evil one. And Father, we thank you tonight. We're standing on your word, Hebrews 12:29. Our God is a consuming fire. Father, consume tonight anything that's not of faith, because deliverance for your people. And we give you praise for tonight, being a consuming God to absorb everything that Satan has sent out against us by faith in Jesus' name. Thank God for the word of God tonight. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20, 10 and 38. Again, Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20, Acts 10 and 38. When you get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is encouragement. Tonight, I'm standing in agreement. I receive a letter. And this individual is going through an attack in their bodies, in their body. The doctors cannot help them. They have a virus that's eating up their body. And we come in the name of Jesus, touching and agreeing for this individual, that the Spirit of God, the healing virtues of Jesus, will come against this spirit that has harassed their body, and their body is inflicted with disease, a virus that desires to kill off their cells. But by faith, we're going to come tonight, saints, and agree, because the enemy is an unclean spirit. And we have to deal with that unclean spirit until who? Jesus returns. That's activities, harassment by Satan. And there are so many people of God are being harassed and tormented and plagued with the attacks of the enemy in their bodies, in their mind, all kinds of trouble and vexation, attacks from the enemy. But we come in the authority of Jesus tonight, because he's a consuming fire tonight. And we are thanking him by faith that he's going to consume anything that's not of faith. Anything that's not of faith is sin, thanks to God. And we want to stand together in agreement tonight, because we have this in common, to fight against an enemy that hates the believers. And so tonight we're going to stand on the word of God, on that great commission, that responsibility to every believer, those that have received Jesus as Lord of their lives, have yielded to the commission, allowing the Spirit of God to take them over, and he has resident inside of them. And you are servant of the Most High God. You are a believer tonight. And we stand in agreement for this person and for anyone tonight that are in a place where they are being harassed or tormented or plagued with attacks from the evil one, with diagnosis, with disease, vexation of spirit, oppressed by the devil, trouble going through in their household, going through on their jobs, whatever you're going through tonight. It's a spirit of oppression tonight. We're coming together in agreement tonight in faith that spirit of vexation will be consumed tonight by the fire of God. Mark 16, 15 through 20, please.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall have their hands on the stick, and they shall be covered. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the words with signs following. Amen.
This is a command. This is a commission. I'm talking about the works of God. I'm talking about kingdom work tonight. I'm not talking about a lot of stuff doing nothing. I'm talking about you that are commissioned by the power and the anointing of God to come against a fallen spirit, a demonic power. The Spirit of God defeated that spirit on the cross, saints of God. And this word is letting you know because of his anointing, he has sent us out. We have responsibility. I'm talking about every believer. It's our duty, saints of God. We are to function by the authority and instruction of God. It's a mandate. And he said by his word, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. They will be made whole. They will be made complete. They will become complete because it's a command. He said signs and wonders will follow the believers. He gave us this command. I'm talking about kingdom workers tonight, that this authority that God has given you as a believer, can't no building contain this. Can't no building hold this, thanks to God. Can't no laws and rules by a ministry hold this, thanks to God. This is command by God. It is the works of God. He says signs and wonders will follow believers. He has given you authority tonight, and a church, a building can't hold you in and can't contain this. You have been sent out by God, and the Spirit of God wants you to know he has given you authority tonight through his name to do this, to work, to function by the Holy Spirit, because it is the what? This is the anointing of God. And this night there are so many believers that's been harassed, being tormented, being plagued, being disturbed in their spirit with sickness and disease, where doctors can't cure them. Medication is not working. The enemy has vexed their spirit. But we come tonight by the authority of Jesus' name tonight, saints of God. According to Hebrews 12:29, he is a consuming fire. The fire of God must fall tonight to cast out that wicked spirit, that spirit that is that's raging, that's roaming. The Spirit of God have given you and I authority to evict that spirit tonight, to discharge that spirit tonight, to terminate that spirit tonight by the fire of God and his word and his anointing. He gave us the authority, saints of God, to discard that spirit, to dispel that spirit in Jesus' name. So tonight we're standing in agreement. I'm talking about you that are in faith tonight and not in fear. So many believers are walking in fear, controlled by the order of humans. We want you to be delivered tonight from the power of humans. Humans need Jesus just like you and I need Jesus. And so many people are controlled by works that humans have had them to set up in some dead church. But tonight, the Spirit of God wants you to go through that commission that he sent you out, saints of God. You can lay hands on your own children. You lay hands on your own self. You lay hands on your friends and your neighbors. You lay hands on your family members. You lay hands on people that the Spirit of God leads you to lay hands on. And you don't have to pay for this, saints of God. It's free and without charge because Jesus paid the price on Calvary. It's free tonight, saints of God. You don't have to get in the line and pay somebody to pray for you. You have to sell, hallelujah, to someone to pray for you. He has given you authority to use his name. He has given you the authority to lay hands on the sick. He has given you the authority to move by his anointing. And the Spirit of God wants you out of a box tonight, saints of God. Can't no building control the Holy Ghost. Can't no person contain the Holy Ghost. And you are not ruled by the order. mortals and the slayer of humans and what they say. You rule and move by the anointing of God. You moved and rule by the spirit of the word. In the spirit of the word, want you to know tonight, by the Holy Ghost, he is a consuming fire. And you have the authority to go in your own house, saints of God, and cast out those spirits that's harassing your house. To cast out those spirits that the enemy has invaded your territory. To cast out those spirits and terminate them tonight in the name of Jesus. The saints of God need to stop being hoodwinked by the evil one and have them to think that some order of humans can control them tonight. You are controlled by the spirit of the living God. You are controlled by the almighty hands of God tonight. And we're going to see it by the word of God. Acts 10 and 38, please.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him.
Thank you, Jesus. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed by the devil. The anointing came from above, not from the spirit of man. It came from above. It anointed Jesus to go about doing good, healing all those that was oppressed by the devil. It didn't come from a bylaw. It didn't come from a building. It came from the Holy Ghost. It came from the word. It came from above. And God commissioned Jesus to do that. You are commissioned by God tonight. He has given you the authority, his anointing, to send you out tonight in Jesus' name. And that enemy that has tried to invade your territory, I'm talking about your home, your body, your mind, your children, to bring vexation and attacks on you tonight, you have that same authority because you are and a disciple of Jesus. He cast out spirits with his word. You are a disciple of the Most High God. You're not moving in false fire. As we read, as there's a, in the scripture, in the book of Acts, how they moved in false fire, how those brothers began to copycat the disciples, began to copycat what they had seen by them using the authority of Jesus, and how they tried to cast out a spirit. They were not filled with the anointing of God. They were not filled with the Holy Ghost. They had no anointing over their lives, and the devil ran them out. But this night in Jesus' name, you're not moving in false fire. You're moving by the consuming fire of the Holy Ghost. You're not moving by the order of a human who cannot cast out nothing if God don't give them the anointing to do so. They cannot move in their flesh, because when you move in your flesh, the devil going to tear you up, saints of God. The devil going to devour you, saints of God. But you must be filled with the Spirit of God. You must be sent by God. You must be called by God. There must be a charge on your life. And if you are a believer, and you are yielded to the command of his word, his will, he have resident in you. He have given you authority, saints of God, to cast out that spirit, to discharge that spirit, to remove that spirit, to dismiss that spirit, to eject that spirit, by the authority in the name of Jesus. He says signs and wonders will follow who? The believers. This is for believers tonight, for you to be encouraged tonight, because I'm sick and tired of the devil. That spirit has harassed that individual. That spirit has taken their income. That spirit has had them taking medication that's not working. That spirit has them what? In a spirit of oppression, thanks to God. There are so many households that's going through that attack by the enemy in this hour. But this night, this word is letting you know, because you are a believer, he has given you authority. You that are believers, the Spirit of God dwells in you. He has set up resident in you. That means his anointing is over your life. You go in your own house. You use the authority of his name. You cast out that spirit in the name of Jesus. You demand and command that spirit in Jesus' name. At the name of Jesus, the word of God say, devils tremble at that powerful name. And through the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I'm talking about the consuming fire of God tonight, that the spirit of God will burn up and devour and absorb and debase anything that's coming against you tonight, because signs and wonders will follow the believers. So tonight, you and I that's in faith tonight, I'm talking about believers. I'm not talking about those that's in illumination. I'm talking about false fire. I'm talking about those that have a false impression. That's what illuminous is. It's deceived. The eyes seeing things false. It's a false impression. That's what those young men were in the book of Acts. It was false. They couldn't cast out a demon. They couldn't cast out a headache. But they were copycats. They felt that they could use the same formula that the disciple was using. But the thing was, they was empty of power. They were not set by God. They were not believers. They thought that they can walk in that same authority, but they had no authority. But I'm talking about the saints of God, that he has given you authority. You're on a commission tonight, saints of God. That's a responsibility of every believer. You are commissioned by God. It's a duty. It's a duty that God is speaking tonight, that he has given you and I authority, instruction. It's a mandate over our lives, saints of God. We're in perilous times tonight, and we should not get involved with false fire tonight. I'm talking about we need the consuming fire of the Holy Ghost in our lives tonight. There are diseases that medication is not curing in this hour. There are diseases that's taking people out in this hour. There are plagues in people's lives that people are under distress and they are mentally doing things that's out of control tonight. But he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. And so tonight, this word is to encourage you tonight that he gave you spirit, the spirit of his anointing, to cast out the forces of darkness, to discharge Satan. If he's on your job harassing you tonight, you go in the authority of Jesus' name. And you have the authority over that territory in Jesus' name to let that spirit know that God gave me this job. You will no longer harass me. You will no longer oppress me. You cast that spirit out in the name of Jesus, because you're serving a God that is a consuming fire tonight in Jesus' name. When the enemy want to touch your body, want to bring diseases and plagues on your body, when the doctor diagnoses things that's not in health, it's not in wellness, it's not in wholeness, you have the authority in Jesus' name to cast that spirit out, to send the word of healing to your body, because the authority that God has placed in your mouth to use his word by his anointing to cast out that spirit with the word of God. When the enemy is harassing your family, causing them to be in a spirit where there's trouble and disturbance, you have the authority to tell that devil to get out of your house in the name of Jesus. You have the authority to send the word against that devil in Jesus' name. For the word of God says he cast our spirits, what? With his word. He cast our spirits with his word. It's power in the spoken word of God when his anointing is upon your life and you are commissioned by God. Saints of God, you have authority to use his name. So this is the word tonight that we are in agreement for that person, a new believer, has been attacked by the evil one. What did Jesus tell Peter? He says, Satan desired to sift you as wheat, but I pray for you. Saints of God, it's time to pray and not to try to kill people with words that don't bring life. Jesus seen that spirit, that desire to sift the man of God. He didn't go tell it no other disciple what he seen. He said, but I pray for you. But I pray for you. And the Spirit of God had placed a prayer in Jesus' heart for the man of God. When he fell, and he began to do things that's out of the characteristic that what he had followed Jesus. He remembered that Jesus prayed for him. When he was truly converted, Spirit of God said, strengthen your brother. It's time for you and I to strengthen our brothers and our sisters and pray for them in secret that the Spirit of God will not sift them as wheat. It's too many saints of God that's killing off the saints of God with their wicked mouths and their wicked words. But tonight, the word of God wants you and I to know that he's a consuming fire. And every word that's wicked, Spirit of God, consume tonight. Every word that desired to kill off your blessing, the Spirit of God, consume tonight. Every word, every talebearer, every gossiper, everyone that go transferring words that's not complete, taking off things, adding, taking away from the truth, the Spirit of God, consume your words tonight in Jesus' name. It's time to pray for our sisters and brothers. Because Satan is out to sift them as wheat. So tonight, saints of God, it's time to work while it's day. For night come, it's coming. We're in perilous time. The word of God said, no man can work at night. So tonight, we're coming in agreement. According to Hebrews 12 and 29. Our God is a consuming fire. God is a consuming fire. It burns up everything that's not of faith. Any words tonight that's gone out against you, that's not of faith tonight. I'm standing on the word of God, that the word of God consume those words and burn them up tonight in Jesus' name. That those illicit words will not come against what God has in store for you tonight. That those words, those foul words, will not stand against your miracle tonight. That those foul words will be consumed by the fire of God tonight. Because the word of God said, our God is a consuming fire. That the Spirit of God burn up every evil imagination that's been sent out against you tonight. Everything that Satan desire and plot and plan against you tonight, that the Spirit of God, his consuming fire, will absolve and burn up the plans of Satan against you tonight, saints of God. Because he is a consuming fire tonight. And he's nothing to play with. We read that. You can read it yourself in the book of Acts. How that false fire did not work. That's Acts, the 19th chapter. Read it for yourself. God is not a false fire tonight, but he's a consuming fire tonight. And tonight I'm setting an agreement in faith for that individual that sent that letter, was pleading to God for a breakthrough, for a healing, for a deliverance. He said, if we call on his name, he said, we shall be delivered. Not just for that individual, it's for you and I tonight. Let the spirit of harassment be consumed with the fire of God. That the spirit of torment be consumed by the fire of God. That the spirit that comes to plague us with diseases and all kinds of vexation and oppression, things that's disturbing our peace, be consumed by the fire of God tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of
Jesus. Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
I wanted prayer to go out to Isaiah. He was diagnosed with pneumonia.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, I would like prayer for my mom. Her thumb has been hurting her for like the past couple weeks, and I would just like prayer for healing.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, we read, according to your word, Hebrews 12:29, our God is a consuming fire. Tonight, consume anything that's not of faith tonight. You said the just must live by faith tonight. Father, we've been justified, been redeemed. We're overcomers, been atoned, received salvation. Your righteousness has made us right. Our sins are remitted. We're sanctified continuously because of the cross and the blood. We're overcomers because of the cross and the blood. Father, I thank you. It's a finished work already on Calvary. And these are the benefits for believers. You said signs and wonders will follow the believers. We're receiving those benefits that was given to us because of the cross. We receive it. It belonged to us by faith. He's a benefit of salvation tonight. Father, we stand on your word tonight, that your word and our God is a consuming fire tonight. In Jesus' name, we know false fire, God, will be stopped. False fire, oh God, can't go forth. False fire, God, will be drained by the Holy Spirit. False fire, God, will be driven out. So we come by the power of the Holy Ghost, that our God is a consuming fire tonight. Father, I stand in agreement for this person, oh God, that says what the doctors say. But we're standing on a report of the word of God. It's a good report for that individual, that the Spirit of God go into that place tonight and cleanse the blood that has not been cleansed. That your blood go into that place, God. That the spirit of your DNA go in and replace and cause that polluted blood, God, to leave that individual body so that that virus will be cleansed tonight by the blood of Jesus, that they can live. They can move. Their beings is in you, Father Jesus. We thank you tonight for the healing virtues of Jesus to go to that household tonight, casting out those spirits of illness through the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the Spirit of God to bring wholeness in their body in Jesus' name. That virus comes scepter to the blood tonight. We cast out that spirit of infirmity with the word of God in Jesus' name. That the spirit of the word drive that spirit out. That the fire of God consume that spirit. Snuff it out tonight in Jesus' name. Dispel it in the name of Jesus. Burn it up in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the spirit of healing now to be replaced in that body by faith in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you tonight that the Spirit of God will move over Isaiah. The Spirit of God will cleanse his lungs tonight in Jesus' name. Any fluid build up, the Spirit of God will release the fluids in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God will cleanse his lungs through your precious breath tonight. That the breath of God will breathe over his lungs. Cleanse his body from disease in Jesus' name. We send the word that pneumonia be cast out in the name of Jesus. That the healing virtues of Jesus replace it now in Jesus' name. By faith you sent your word to heal us and save us from destruction. He's saved from destruction in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God will heal this person, mother, in Jesus' name. That the healing virtues of Jesus will go into that place where the enemy have come against their body in Jesus' name. That the power of the spoken word will redeem them from the hand of the enemy tonight in Jesus' name. That they're redeemed from sickness tonight by the atonement tonight in Jesus' name. That the spirit of healing will go now and touch that place, Jesus. And I thank you for the touch of God. Anytime you touch anything, it have to come accepted to your touch tonight. Touch, oh Father, in Jesus' name, that the touch of God, that the virtues of Jesus will attach itself to that body in Jesus' name. If they are not saved, draw them into salvation by faith in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight for anyone that's standing in faith tonight, a believer tonight, that the spirit of harassment, that the spirit of torment, and the spirit of plague, the attack of sickness, the spirit of the fire of God will burn it up tonight in Jesus' name. Our God is a consuming fire. Father, burn it up in the name of Jesus. Those things, oh God, that's wounding your people, have caused your people to be in a spirit of vexation, a spirit of pain and affliction tonight, disturbing the body, minds, and spirit in Jesus' name. We look to the consuming fire of God to burn up everything that's trying to overtake them tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you, Jesus, because of the cross, because of Jesus. Your words, a believer will cast them out in Jesus' name. Every demonic power, every force of darkness, the Spirit of God evict you tonight in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God terminate you tonight in the name of Jesus. That the consuming fire of God begin to burn up anything that's not of faith tonight. We thank you tonight that no unbelief going to stop this prayer tonight. We stand in faith tonight that the consuming fire of God will burn up every wavering spirit, every doubting spirit, every spirit that's not stable, every spirit that's wishy-washy, every spirit that's wavering. Father Jesus, consume those spirits tonight by the blood of Jesus and the fire of God. And we thank you tonight, Father Jesus, for healing, for deliverance, for breakthrough. We thank you, Father Jesus, that every spirit has been arrested tonight. Because you abide. Your word said in John 15:7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Father, I thank you that you abide. And because we are walking in the spirit of obedience, because the Spirit of God enables us to obey, Satan has no power over us tonight in Jesus' name. For our God is a consuming fire. That spirit is consumed tonight because of the fire of God. And Father, I thank you for your fire falling tonight in Jesus' name. Consuming every household, God, that the enemy want to arrest. Consume those spirit with fire tonight in Jesus' name. Every spirit that's been sent out against households that's plagued tonight. Consume the spirit of plague and consume it by your fire tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight that sickness and disease come subject to the consuming fire of God tonight in Jesus' name. And God, we praise you for it. We have faith. We're standing on on your word, God. You sent your word to heal us and save us from destruction. We thank you for the healing virtues of your word. It's gone out. Attach yourself to every household of the believers tonight that's standing in faith, not in doubt and not in unbelief, that they stand in knowing tonight that the Spirit of God, the consuming fire of God, has annihilated the plans of Satan. I don't care what imagination, what plots, what kind of gossiping spirit, what kind of spirit wants them to fall. Consume it tonight, Holy Spirit, with your fire. Let the plans of God be erected tonight in the people of God's life. Because they're overcomers tonight. They're successful. They're prosperous. They are the children of the Most High God. And God, we thank you tonight for your success. Your prosperity to breathe new life over your children tonight. And we stand in faith tonight, not doubting, not wavering, because that spirit been consumed tonight by the fire of God. We stand in faith, and we thank you for it by faith in the name of the Most High God, Jesus of Nazareth. We give you praise and we give you thanksgiving, and we receive it as done by faith now. Now, faith. Now, faith, we believe it right now in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, and we thank you that it's done, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's not by feeling, it's not by sight. Father, we believe tonight, and we give you praise and thanksgiving, because it is so, because of Jesus, his blood and his cross finished on Calvary. The benefits of salvation is ours in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.